I started following a young lady on Twitter and actually reading some of her writings on Medium. Very sharp, introspective. And she made one comment in a tweet about, in essence, hey, when I come to talk to you about share a problem, I'm actually wanting to be asked questions to help me look at and I see something I'm not seeing in regards to this problem. And that was insightful. That kind of struck me. Often when we go to people, we're wondering what we might do. You know, sometimes we just want to unload and get a little compassion or something, but how would it be if someone starts kind of showing that empathy and compassion, but then just maybe turning to a few questions to help you think about what's going on, and then not really tell you what you should do. A friend of mine is meeting some challenges, and his relationship's not going so well, and he's concerned about thinking about what might happen with his marriage, and then has this house, has a lot of equity in it, and he's concerned about, you know, are we topping out here at the in the market in Seattle or anywhere else? My thought is we are. Prices have been so high, and you know, everything's a cycle. It happens. So he's wondering, well, should he sell his house and rent? His wife wants to sell the house and rent, but he's attached to the house. He doesn't want to. So there's a multiplicity of challenges going on and possible outcomes. So in that case, I remembered that and tried to hold back on not telling him what I thought or what he should do. This friend, we love to tell each other what we should do, or, you know, snap out of it, pull your head out, and you know, whatever, you know, as guys do, as long-term friends do. But this time I was able to kind of think, well, what will happen if this, you know? How will she feel if this happens or that happens? What's the risk here to do that? What about just finding out, how would it feel to find out, you know, what might be the process and value of your house so you can have some information? So, yeah, it was a different kind of experience to sit back, and not only for me, to not feel like I have to save, you know, to save somebody, or, you know, but just felt like it was helpful for him to look at his possibilities, maybe get some insight. So that was a good experience, and it's, I think it's helpful. I know I've experienced it in the past sometimes, and it feels helpful. And so you're getting some, you know, somebody's listening to you, but they're also posing some thoughtful questions so you can look at what you're doing. And this is one I'm coming up against too in work and helping with people see that what weaknesses they might have in presenting their offer online. There's a company that's a new dating app, and it's using all these fancy new technologies, which most people don't even understand what they are, the blockchain related to cryptocurrency, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what they're leading with on their website, and a lot of technical jargon. But I asked, you know, like, well, I don't even get what you're doing. Like, why would I want to, as a dater, why would I come here and use this app versus Tinder or something else? I mean, how is it going to be a better experience for me, for my end result, like making connections with people and actually meeting them? And I hadn't been able to get an answer, really. So, but if they don't see it, if they say, hey, we understand it, you know, we're deep in this, we're in our own world, we see it, why don't you see it? You know, go read that. We already said it. But that's not the case. So this is on my mind, and the only way maybe to do it, you don't tell people, say, yeah, this, no, excuse me, getting over a cold, but yeah, some form of question, some form of story that they might see if it's a weakness or a challenge. So that's what I'm thinking about. Questions. More important sometimes than the answers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.